I'd like to welcome you to this meeting. Want to trust the Lord who has brought us together to show us mercy as we look at the Word of God again. Last Wednesday, we carried a little bit here beyond our normal time. Because we needed to respond to the Word of God. As the question came about several attempts to make people to do something and yet they couldn't just do it. And it's looking as though the heart is tired telling people the right thing to do, seeing they will not yield. And the brother who asked the question was talking from a point of look, I'm not sure I have what to do again about these people. We trust the Lord for His word last week and He released it unto us. And we saw that even for God, He didn't bother Himself to struggle with man. Because we saw in Genesis 6:3 that God discovered that man also is flesh. And we broke the word also. We discovered that God must have seen that flesh somewhere else before He saw it in man.
Otherwise,
the word also would have been very unnecessary. The fact that God said also means there is a reference point. It means that what God saw in that man, He had seen in that person first. And as we probe the word of God, we saw that man was wicked. We saw that his heart, his imagination was evil continually. When you look at a man like Cain, who killed his brother and lied, that wicked attitude of his, that violence, that murderous act, that lying, when we trace it to John chapter 8, Jesus said, that's the devil. He is a murderer from the beginning. And he never abode in the truth. He speaketh lies all the time. He is a liar. And the father of lies. So we discover that if the devil has been a murderer from the beginning, a beginning that we know will be earlier than the beginning of
Cain,
then we felt in our hearts that then that flesh that God saw in man, that we saw in Cain, must have been taken from the devil. Since he was a murderer from the beginning, since he is a liar and is the father of all lies, so we felt, and of course we concluded that it means that the flesh is not just this body. It is not this
Adaba.
It's
not this temple, this
tabernacle.
No. We notice that the flesh is a nature. And is the nature of the devil. And that anywhere you see, then you know that that person must have taken his descent from the devil. And such a person could not be changed. No matter how you polish the person, no matter how much you labor over that person, he will ever be who he is. And you know that I was writing on the board, and I said that sin is not what a man does,
okay,
but who a man is. And that many times what we fight is what we do. Fornication, lying, adultery, lasciviousness, covetousness, all of that, they are what we do. And those things are not what make us sinners. Fornication does not make a man a sinner. Fornication is a testimony that he is a sinner. Lying does not make you a sinner. You only lied because you are a sinner. Is it confusing? You know, we dealt with it last week. And we saw that as far as those activities are concerned, which are works that the flesh does. And I said, the works of the flesh is not the flesh. My work is not me. It takes me to do my work. Does that sound reasonable? Look. What tree is this that is standing alone? How do you know it's purple? Is there
purple?
The leaf tells you that it's purple. So if I argue that it is not purple, what would be your advice for
me?
Just wait a little. Just wait a little. Now, when the fruit of purple starts to come out, no, it is not that fruit that makes it purple. That fruit is a further evidence that it is purple. Already we know it. Either there is fruit on it or not. Either you lie or not, God knows you are a sinner. And anybody who knows the word of God, we also know you are a sinner. who go to advanced countries where they are very truthful, where they don't steal, everything is going on smoothly, the governments are not doing anything wrong, there is no corruption, and then you say these people are good. It's you that says, as far as God is concerned, as far as the word of God is concerned, they are sinners. But the Bible says, for all have sinned. Not that all shall sin. Shall sin. All have sinned. They are just only hiding the fruit. She said they are fast. When the time comes, they think inside. Now, and then we came to that point. Last week, I don't know whether this matter is still there. You know, we came to that point last week. I'm not sure you can see it. You are not seeing it faintly, but you saw blood. All right, you are seeing well. Where is the marker I used last week? All right. And we said that the blood handles activity. And I told you that in the Bible you will find this word sin. Iniquities. Transgressions. That's what you find. All the works of the flesh. And then I began to say that many times we repent of our sins genuinely. Sometimes we even cry. But we soon discover that after a little while, there is a fresh craving for those things. Definitely, if you go to any of the property that has fruit now, and you remove all the fruits, you will not get fruit there the following day. Will you get fruit there the following day? It will take time. It will take time. In fact, if it has brought the last fruit, you may wait for another 1 year before. And you will think that that of us truly repented. That it never produced this food that you hate so much again. Since you remove all the food, and you want this alive, if you try it again, now, he will just wait for just one season. When the season turns round, it will bring fresh. And that's why many times, when we have repented of our sins, we'll still notice that there is this craving within us to go back into that
sin.
But I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. I repented. And then you sometimes, if you are a very clever person, you will be pretending as if nothing is amiss.
Anybody marry,
but there is war going on inside. After a little while, you will go back to that
matter.
And I've had people say, it is like that.
We just be
trying. In fact, the day you stop sinning, you will die. Now, all of these are statements that came out of frustration. Having tried personal effort. And then they will come to that conclusion. And as we were closing last week, I introduced the cross. And I said, whereas the blood handles our sins, but God depends on the cross
to handle
our sin,
or
what we call flesh, what we call nature, human nature. It is the cross that God
devised
to crush it. That's what took us to Isaiah 53. Do you remember? We saw that he was wounded for our iniquity, he was bruised for our transgressions. And the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And that looks perfect. Then the next verse says, we all like sheep have gone astray. None of us have come to his own way. And suddenly we saw the Bible say, but the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon him. Whereas verse 5, I think, talks about iniquities, transgressions in plural form. But in verse
6,
we saw that the word iniquity was used. Singular.
So,
I said, you know, we're quoting from Hebrews 10, if you don't forget, that the Lord Jesus said, look, a body you have prepared me. And I was dealing with the reason for which God prepared him a body. That the body that Jesus was giving is not only to manifest God. God needed it as a container into which he can pour his nature so that this nature
will
be properly dealt with. Don't forget that I was quoting from 1 John here. The Bible said the blood of his son cleanses us from all sins. And I said there is no sin that the blood cannot handle. Even though I don't want to push that, but I need to repeat it in your ears.
That
either the sin you inherited, the sin you have committed, and the one you will still commit, that is not a license to go and commit. That's not the reason for me saying it. But even the sin that is not yet committed, this blood has capacity to cleanse. But this blood cannot handle you. Do you remember we came to that point, Abi? That the person. Now, you can take cutlass and remove all the pawpaw fruit on the
pawpaw tree.
Or you use stick. Let me say stick. You just remove all of
them.
Say, this potent stick cleanses this pawpaw of all
fruits.
It's alright. But that stick
mọ igi tó mú lọ.
Cannot handle pọpọ.
Ṣé o mọ̀ pé igi yẹn kò lè yanjú igi
dẹ́pẹ́
fúnra ara ẹ̀?
He can only take care of the fruit.
Ó kàn lè yanjú gbogbo àwọn èso.
But cannot handle pọpọ.
Ṣùgbọ́n dẹ́pẹ́ gangan.
Excuse me, if you want that pọpọ to stop fruiting.
Bó o bá fẹ́ kí igi yẹn kó yé máa sèso mọ́.
What do you need?
Dákun kí lo nílò.
We is that how your fruit?
In yálà kó fa
jù. Or you take a good cutlass.
Ọ̀pọ̀ oko àbí kó mú
àjà tó dáa
kó gé láti gbòǹgbò rẹ̀.
Once you cut it.
Bó o bá ti gé.
That pọpọ ceases to be pọpọ.
Kò ní jẹ́ ìdẹ́pẹ mọ́.
Once you cut it.
Bó o bá ti lè gé.
That pọpọ from that day.
Látọjọ́ náà gan-an.
We not only cease to fruit, even the leaves will also dry.
Kò ní ṣeṣẹ́ mọ́, kò ní so èso mọ́, ewé rẹ̀ gan yóò gbẹ.
The stem itself will dry.
Gbogbo igi rẹ̀ gan yóò gbẹ.
And it will become history.
Yóò wá di ìtàn.
And that was what Christ did for us on the cross.
Ohun tí Kristi ṣe fún wa lórí igi àgbélébùú nìyí.
It was, and you know, I told you that if my father died at the age of, if my grandfather died at the age of six, my father will not be. I will not be. My children will not be. It means my father will have died in his own
path.
And I will have died in that
grandpa.
And my children will have died in their great grandpa. Is that difficult to understand? I said the fact that you are alive today tells me that there was somebody in your family that was alive when Jesus prayed at Gethsemane.
He said,
Father, let this cup pass over. There was a cup that the Father handed over
to
that drink.
Mu.
That's why I gave you a body. Inside that cup is the nature.
Only ìṣẹ̀dá yìí.
The flesh.
Ìṣẹ̀dá iran ara.
God needed to transfer this flesh into Christ.
Ọlọ́run láti gbé ìṣẹ̀dá yìí wọ inú Kristi.
So that this flesh will be killed in Christ.
Kí a bá lè pa á nínú Kristi.
On the cross.
Lórí àgbélébùú.
Do you remember I quoted a scripture that says, he who knew no sin was made sin.
I saw the eshe.
He didn't become a sinner.
Odi eleshe o.
He was made sin.
I saw the eshe gangan.
The nature that commits
sin.
He was made that nature.
I saw that there.
And it was with that nature that he went to the cross. And when he was nailed to the cross, because the nature that was in one of your family members who was alive that night was in Christ, it means that you were in that person. And by default, you were in
Christ.
So when Christ was nailed to the cross, I and you were included in him. We were also nailed with him. You remember we got to that
one?
I am doing all of this because I want to give you an interface to connect with what I'm going to say tonight. That Jesus died two deaths. I was making a reference to a book in Isaiah.
Mo tun so nipa iwe kan
ni
Isaiah.
That he made his death with the rich and the grave with sinners.
O ku pelu awon o duro ninu agbelepo pelu
Kristi
ninu iku re pelu awon oloro
his grave
ninu agbelepo ninu sare re pelu awon eni ika.
And I said he died two deaths.
O wi fun yin pe o ku iku meji.
And I used two words, you remember?
O si bo oro meji.
Exclusive death and inclusive death. That he needed to die for our sin. To make propitiation.
That is she good
for our sin. God needed to judge us. And Jesus stood in our place that God may judge him. So that God will remain righteous. Having judged sin in Christ. So that if you go scot free, the devil will not say God is unrighteous. You didn't punish this man.
Oh,
but you said the wages of sin is death. Christ paid that debt. And
he
is the only one who is qualified.
Oh,
to pay. So his death
is
rich. But again, apart from this exclusive death, he also died an inclusive death. He included us, you and I, in his death. So that when he died, we also died in him. Paul said, don't you know that as many as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?
Paul,
simple truth. And when we are concluding, we said that what happened to us as we read in Romans 6:6, we read Romans 8:3, we saw that the Bible said, knowing this, that our old man, our sin, the flesh, that nature of the devil has been crucified with Christ. That the body of sin, the core of sin, the nucleus of sin, might be destroyed. That henceforth we should no longer serve sin. Do you remember Romans
6?
And I made a quick reference to Philip's Modern English Translation. Philip's Modern English says, let us never forget that the man we once were
have
been crucified with Christ. And we came to that point. And then we said, Galatians 2:20 says,
Galatians 2:20 says,
I have been crucified with Christ. That was a testimony of
Paul.
It was Fulayo that was reading that for us. Do you remember? And I have to put her name there. That Fulayo has been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, Fulayo lives. Yet, not Fulayo, but Christ liveth in
Fulayo.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that's
it.
Great. That when a man understands, and that's where we start, and I will quickly tie it.
Ibeli ma ati bere lasale yi mo ti fe so papo.
Now can you quickly come to Numbers 21?
Ni kankan ma bo numeri ori kankan ni ogun.
I want us to quickly look at a story.
Mo fe ka wo itan kan.
That story
no.
will simply help us to again show us one how to walk in our victory.
Yes.
Number two, how we can perpetuate that victory.
Bi a se so isegun yi di isegun lai lai.
Now in Numbers 21,
numeri ori ikokanlele ogun,
from verse 4,
lati ese ikeni,
and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way.
Won si rin lati oke Hori lo ni ona okun pupa. Lati yi ile Edomu ka suru si tan awon eniyan na pupo pupo nitori ona na.
And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? But there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loathed this light bread.
Awon eniyan na si ba Olorun ati Moses so pe e se ti eyin fi mu wa goke lati Egypt jade wa lati ku ni aginju. Nitori pe akara ko si be ni ko si omi o nje fute fute yi si su okan wa.
And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they beat the people, and much people of Israel died.
Oluwa si ran ejo amubi na si awon eniyan na won si bu awon eniyan na san opolopo ninu Israel si bu.
Excuse me,
dapo,
what killed the people?
Kilo pa won.
Eh? The fiery
serpent.
Were those serpents not there before?
They
were there. Or God just created those
serpents.
They were there. So what brought them out of their
home?
It was their sin. Now I want you to get the logic. Very simple. The snake started biting the people. And they were done. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned. But we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the
people.
What was biting them? The serpent. But what was killing them?
That was killing power.
What's killing them?
That was killing power.
It was their sin.
They share one in power.
But what was biting them?
What killing power again?
The serpent.
They don't need power again.
What was their prayer?
Killing a draw one.
What did they want God to remove? The serpent. They believe that once God removed the serpent, their problem is
over.
But excuse me, are the serpent their problem? You are not answering.
Hey, madam, man. Eh?
It's not.
Hey, go call you one hour.
It's not.
Hey, go call.
I want you to carefully consider the word of God.
Parabaleo. Oh, man. Badu. Oh, Lord.
They said, Moses.
Wọ́n ní Mose o.
We agree that we know.
A
mọ̀. Don't need to tell us.
Mọ̀ sọ fún wa ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti dẹ́ṣẹ̀ àwa ti ṣe.
But you see,
Bọ́mọ̀ wo, ìwọ fẹ̀ṣẹ̀ lẹ̀.
Let it see me there.
Jẹ́tẹ̀ wà ń bẹ̀.
Now tell God.
Sọ fọ́ lọ.
To remove the sap.
Kó mú àwọn ejò yìí làbálàbá yóò ti kó mú kó.
I don't know whether you understand.
Mọ̀ bóyá òun ká lọ.
Their request.
So ìgbé ìpọn yí ọ, àdúrà àti ẹnfẹ́ kọ́ lọ́wọ́.
When they sin again.
Nígbà wọn tó bá tún dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
What will happen?
Kí ni wọ́n tún ṣe?
Serpent will return.
Yóò tún padà wá.
No, don't cheat the sin.
Wọ́n fọwọ́ kan ẹ̀ṣẹ́ wa.
Leave that one.
Ìwọ fẹ̀sẹ̀ ẹlẹ̀ ká máa dá a lọ.
But this sap.
Ṣùgbọ́n sọ láwọn ejò tí ń bù wá sán yìí.
Tell God.
Sọ fọ́ lọ.
To remove this.
Kó kó wọn kó lẹ̀.
And Moses went to God.
Ó sì náà bá tọ̀ lọ́run lọ.
He prayed.
Òun náà bá sì gbàdúrà bí wọ́n ṣe rán.
Now hear the word of God.
Mọ̀ gbọ́rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti wí.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
Olúwa sì wù fún Mose pé.
Make thee a fiery sap.
Rọ ejò amúbí iná kan.
And set it upon a pole.
Kí o sì fi sí orí ọ̀pá gígùn kan.
And it shall come to pass.
Yí ó sì ṣe.
Everyone that is beaten.
Olúkúlùkù ẹni tí ejò bá bù ṣán.
When he looketh upon it.
Nígbà tí ó bá wò ó.
Ṣàlì.
Yóò yè.
Let me ask you.
Gèdè ọ.
Is God going to remove this serpent the way he spoke?
Ṣé Bọ́lá ń ṣe bí sọ̀rọ̀ yìí ṣé yóò fẹ́ mú ìdò kó? Ṣé yóò kó wọn kó lẹ̀?
This thing that God is saying he wants.
Ọlọ́run lòun fẹ́ ṣe ìdìgan.
Is it reasonable?
Dákun sọ dàbí kó wọ́n gbọ́n lọ lójú àwa ènìyàn.
Now if you are to be God, what will you
do? Tó bá jẹ́ pé ní ìwọ lọ́run kí ló ó ṣe?
You remove this serpent.
Orí pípẹ́ kọ́ lóògùn orí fífọ́ ìdò lóògùn kò lẹ̀.
The people who live.
Káwọn èèyàn lè máa gbádùn ayé wọn.
I see God.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo rí Ọlọ́run wá.
He wanted to show us.
Òun fẹ́ fi hàn wá.
Ahead of time.
Ṣáájú àkókò.
How he is going to deal with sin.
Ọ̀nà tí òun ó gbà yanjú ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
And you know Jesus made reference to this.
Ṣé o sì mọ̀ pé Jésù náà bẹ́nu ó fẹ́nu bá nǹkan
tá a wí. When he was talking about the matter of flesh with Nicodemus.
Nígbà tí bá Nicodemus ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ẹran ara.
In John chapter.
Jọ̀hánù orí ìkẹta ni.
God said to Moses.
Olúwa wí fún Mose pé.
Leave the serpent.
Ìwọ fi gbà mú bí iná lẹ̀.
Serpent is not. Problem.
So, ejò kọ́ ni wàhálà wọn.
You go and cast another serpent.
Ìwọ lọ rọ ejò mìíràn.
Of brass.
Èyí tó jẹ́ ti ìdẹ.
Brass talks about judgment.
Ìdẹ sọ nípa ìdájọ́.
I don't want to go into all of that.
Èmi ò fẹ́ mọ̀ fẹ́nu bà yín lọ́mọ.
In those days.
Àwọn ọjọ́ wọn ni.
When we teach theology so much.
Tata sì ń kọ́ ẹ̀kọ́ nípa Bíbélì.
And I'll be drawing the Greek version and all that.
A máa fa ọ̀ràn jáde láti inú àwọn èdè Gíríkì. Nílò ẹ̀yin ọmọ kì í ṣe agbárí la fẹ́ kọ́ nǹkan sí.
When you cast that serpent.
Ṣé orí tó o bá ti wá rọ ejò ìdẹ ìtàn.
Put it on the pole.
Orí igi ni kó o gbé sí igi gígùn
lókè. It shall come to pass.
Yóò wá ṣẹlẹ̀ wípé.
Anyone.
Ẹnikẹ́ni.
That is beaten by the live serpent.
Tí ejò amúbí iná bá ti gégé.
And it looks at the one on the pole.
Tó bá wá wo ejò tí a gbé kọ́ sórí igi.
Ṣàlì.
Yóò wà láàyè kò ní kú.
Mo sì yẹ sẹ.
Ó sì ní tọ̀ bàbá gbọ́.
And he went.
Mo sì lọ ń tiẹ̀.
He began to move.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní máa rọ.
He said Moses.
Wọ́n ní Mose.
What are you doing?
Kí láàrin kí ló ń wí ewé ló ń ṣe yìí?
We are dying.
A mọ̀ ń kú lọ.
Àmọ́ yìí sẹ́, you have to keep
that. Àti fẹ́ kú tán, wọ́n ní ọ ní ẹ̀ mọ́ kú so.
You have to keep that.
Ẹ mọ́ kú so.
What will stop your death?
Kí n tí ó yé tí ó jẹ́ká ẹ yé kú.
I have not finished.
N lè parí rẹ ni mò ń rọ lọ́wọ́ yìí.
Until I finish this.
Nígbà bá tó parí ejò tí mò ń rọ yìí.
You will have to die.
Ẹ mọ́ kú náà ni o, títí ń lè parí rẹ.
He said, what are you doing?
Kí ọ̀nà wá ń ṣe?
He said, I am casting a sap.
À ń wírú, ìwọ ń wírú, olóhùn rọ ejò, òun rọ iná ejò, ejò.
What will that
do? Kí ni ìwọ ń ṣe fún wa ní?
You don't know ẹ̀pà àjẹ̀bù.
Ọmọ ẹ̀pà àjẹ̀bù. Àpòrò.
He said, we don't.
Tí ó pẹ̀rọ ejò. Ìyẹn ló wọ̀ mọ́.
God said I should do it.
Olorun ni kin ro ijo amumi ayo ide oni kini yun o se
once I finish
bi ba ti le pari ejo de
bi
gbe soke lori igi
once the lights up and by
bi ejo amumi na ma ti ki oje
just look at
was awu ke
one of them dey
kani
nonsense
pala pala
what is the meaning
kini tumo yi ba
lights up
an so ro
ejo
ejo ejo me laaye
looking at the lifeless up
o gemi gen wa ma owo ejo owo ejo
a lifeless
owo ejo.
How would that help?
What do you want to do?
This Moses must have been.
Moses, you can't say that.
You know when Moses finished.
Moses not say that. You know what?
He gathered the entire nation. Anyone that is beaten by a fiery serpent, let him look at this serpent on the pole.
And
if he looks, you will
live.
Of course, you can imagine the reaction of
somebody
said, I
will
try.
Somebody said,
I thought you went to school. You'll be looking at
all my way to
it on the
Lorioko
with all your education. There's something else we have to look
for.
Our solution has not come. And Moses went
away.
And you know, because everybody in that camp was a walking
cup.
You are only waiting for their tongue down. They died in their hundreds. But somebody said,
can we pay?
I trust Moses.
If you
God, he must have heard God. Then what is it? Is it not to look?
He's all
right. And then he comes out. And as he was stepping out of his
tent,
he was straight into the mouth of his
arm.
Shut up! And the man said, Moses,
I should go.
Then he
comes
you know when I read it in the Amplified Bible?
Yeah, the
Amplified. Amplified Bible said,
the Amplified Bible.
In verse 9.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
And Moses made a serpent of bronze. And put it on the pole. And if a serpent had beaten any man, when he looked to the serpent on the bronze, attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. When he looked attentively, expectant, with steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. So as the snake bites,
it's because he was
and the man
got his arm. But you made it
not on the wound,
oh, or
not on the snake,
oh, wait, I'm moving,
not on the pain,
oh, wait, rarare,
but on the snake.
Don't tell you, made to one leak
on the pole.
You don't want to
after a little while.
You must say, dear, let you say, dear,
even the snake. That is an expert. He is waiting to see the man to fall. And die. But the man didn't die. And the snake felt that I needed to strike this again. And then he came and struck again. And the man the second time. And nothing happened. The venom that normally work because of sin didn't work. because of the judgment that God has placed on that sin. Because serpent is a symbol of sin. The fact that the one of the pole is dead is a signal that the one here is also dead. As the serpent comes and it comes to strike, the man will say, "You are dead." See, that's you. On the pole. Lifeless. No venom. Your venom can no longer work in this
place.
That has been destroyed on the pole. And then the snake will have to reverse a little. Appear this one is a strange man. I have beaten several
people.
And I have slaughtered several. My venom is not working on this. And then the man goes home. And then he's going home rejoicing. So when he's coming out the following
morning,
he comes out confidently. He first checked through the window. I hope they have not removed his
face.
Once he spotted his
face,
he came out. I don't have to be afraid. So when he's even seeing two snakes,
there,
he passes through them. He knows that they are ordinary
earthworms.
Their venom is destroyed in the faith he exercises by looking at the world on the pole. So even if you shake a lady, because many years
ago,
he said, when you are going on this, you should do like this.
Like,
so that you don't see anything. Like just do like. So when you see a lady that wants to say, stop
it.
Put your hand in your pocket. So that your body chemistry will not
change.
And we discovered that couldn't work.
Eyo le sise idibon lasan ni. Ogbon eniyan
never work.
O sise. Yan se wo le to na won tun tin dan kan wo.
A brother was telling us the story.
Alakunrin kan so itan kan fun wa.
Dealing with this matter.
O wa n so nipa oran ti a n so lasale.
And he said,
o wi pe
in our church,
ninu ijo ti a,
they taught us,
won ko wa ni,
that for you to deal with this nature,
for that in a shagun and aray,
you have to punish it.
Ah, yalo fije.
How do you?
For no seman fi aje.
Go and look for broken bottles.
Wa no wa awon efo go.
All these palm kernels.
Eh, awon
esan. And then you kneel on it.
O wa kunle lori esan.
And then you'll be praying.
Kunle lori akara ba o mo gba to wa.
Deliver me from this.
At me no way he said that ye.
The brother said,
"Obu de okunrin bi pe
twice."
And
he did it.
No,
all
said
his needs.
Obu ekun
will be completely battered.
You go for your bone
so that he can punish the flesh.
Ara ya genara.
So that he will be delivered.
Oba le bolo wa ese.
He said, "As soon as he leaves that."
Oba ti po mi o ti dukunle lori
akara ba.
Yo so pada.
To his sin.
Inu ese re na ni.
That's human effort.
Oh,
that's why we sang that song. My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I will not trust the sweetest
frame,
but wholly lean on Jesus'
Christ.
So, anytime this man wants to come out of his house, He first tell himself, all the serpents, big or small, irrespective of their colors,
they
already judged. They are on the pole. They have no power over
me.
So he steps
up.
And somebody says, I've just seen a business. Very serious. Go somewhere to this.
I go to love because I don't sorrow.
As they are going,
but in law,
he saw that he wanted to turn away.
I want to say, yeah, oh, look, you are
he checked.
Oh, yeah, what is that? You be a woman, Lord.
Come, come.
Wa, 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 pada, wa.
That place where you are going,
if you own family, Lord.
I will not see the serpent on the
pole.
If I go there, and serpent can bite. This serpent bites me. And I'm unable to see the bone on the pole. It means I will die.
Ah,
he said no.
Ah,
whatever you want to discuss.
But business is all so.
Let's discuss
it. Yeah, Sonia.
Where my
eyes do me
can see the now. You know why I mentioned this now? You know time is no longer there. There is a premise that regulates the life of a man who has just understood what the cross has done for his
life.
When we say there are music you should not listen to, it is not a rule. When we say there are some programs you must not watch, it is not a law. It is because there is a premise. What do we call premise? There is a premise. Where the new man who lives in you operates. It is not that we are giving you law. Because we don't achieve this by law. We cannot sustain it by law. I wish I could open scripture and go to Galatians unto you now. But I don't have that time now. But you know, I am interested in this matter. And I'm going to build on it some few Wednesdays that we have ahead of us so that we can establish this new man has a premise in which he operates. If you carry him to a beer parlor, people are drinking, he goes quiet. Because that is not a premise. You cannot see the serpents there. So when you sit down with African magic, and you are watching it, and they are showing you their own color, they are simply beclouding the cross so that you will not see it. And once you face that, the new man goes quiet. I'm telling you the truth. People say, oh,
there's a lot of lessons you can learn.
You know me, I don't like arguing with people. I think it's all right. Since you have chosen to learn
from
the devil himself, go ahead and learn from him. You will find out eventually that the snake, the bite, the wound of a snake bite is ever small, but the effect is terrible. It didn't take time. When Jeroboam returned, and he went to make two golden calves, and he set it up at
Bethel.
I was wondering, what happened to
him?
I thought he wanted people to worship
him.
He didn't want them to go to
Jerusalem.
I thought he was going to build another temple, the replica of the one at
Jerusalem.
But no, he didn't build another temple. He cast two golden calves. Aaron made one. Jeroboam made two. And I said, wow. When I traced the history of the two of them, I discovered that Aaron spent all his years in
Egypt.
And in Egypt, they worship Malu.
He's
an idol. So when Israel said, make us a god, the first thing that struck his mind was what he saw. Jeroboam also went into exile in Egypt when Solomon wanted to kill him. By the time he returned, and he wanted Israel to show Israel God they must worship, he didn't find a temple, not even the ark. Not even the tabernacle. It was carved. Because that was what he saw in Egypt. The new man has a premise. There are music I don't listen to. There are programs I hate to watch. I just hate to watch them. Because the man inside
said,
that is not my premise. It's only the fatherless that does not set boundaries. So you say, You know, I've seen people. They say, look, sir, I'm born again. But I'm still masturbating. What magazine do you use? By the time I trace it, I noticed that surely they are born again. They gave their life to Christ, but they are not staying where they can see the
sacrament. Am
I confused? No, we are going to pause now. Because I don't want to rush this matter. The last time we visited this matter, I'm sure it will be over 7 years. We are still in the GRE. And several of you have come to join us without understanding this basic
thing.
And you don't understand the secret of this new
life.
You are struggling. You know, I go to some churches to preach. And at the entrance, they will put a register
there.
And they will be writing me their names, the time of arrival, and their
sign.
Many times I just laugh. These are not Christians. Yeah, people are being forced.
Je ni won ti won lokan kan ipa ni an fi mu won ofin ni an fi de won.
No, you don't need that.
Allah.
You don't don't need.
O nilo.
But where I'm stopping to now.
Ti ko fe dan duro ni asale yi.
Is that this life?
Bi aye yi.
That we come across in Christ.
Pa de ninu Christi
through the cross.
Ni pa se agbelebu.
Unfortunately again.
O se ni laanu pe.
The message of the cross.
Ai wa su agbelebu.
Has disappeared from the pulpit.
O ti pora lori pepe.
So we don't have genuine Christians anymore.
And
the only power God has to turn a man's life around is the cross. And it is foolishness unto those who are perishing. For those who have been saved is the power of God. Line has a premise. When we come back and I open Romans, you will see Paul. I beseech you, brother. I beg you. By the mercies of God. I beg
you.
You will see why he begged.
Why are you ready to be in wrong ones? He should be
not conform to this world.
One
translation says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. You are the one that is saying the program is interesting. But the world. That is energized by the devil. He is a smart person.
You have only one head.
Go and read about him in the Bible.
Look, can you pass a hand in the
Bible?
He has seven heads. What's in there? He has seven heads, and you have one. How can you knock your one head on seven heads before you were born? The devil has been working. He's wiser than you. Even if you are as wise as the oracle and you are as wise as divination, you will be meeting this ground in front of you. The devil we are talking about here.
The brother said, they just uploaded this to Kubo thing somewhere at the left one.
I said,
I'm not.
Only me or my not thing.
Then what?
Who did you
say? If my eyes does
not see.
My heart knows.
How can we only more fair?
The devil.
Yesu.
He knows how to grow covetousness in
their heart. Oh, my God, what's the sword? The only one who can't. Oh, my God, that's the one who can't.
There is a premise.
I need to come back.
In which this new man operates.
Don't
watch films.
And I don't think you are wiser. I don't know if you are wiser than I am. Aside from the Bible. And whatever is written from the Bible. I can read news.
Yes, you know,
yes, you know, after those ones, the remaining part, they are all traps. When I look at it, I can't see this process. If I get beaten,
I know several of you. You grew back your immorality. You grew it back as you watch those terrible things. The snake started biting you. And you started to respond to the venom. Because you were standing on the ground where you could not see the serpent of the
moon.
That's why it's
working.
When you are watching blue film in the night,
when I watch the movie, I will not blue. What year? I will not even go for it. But I want to see
Of course, Christ cannot be seen there.
Christ o le ri nuru aworan be.
So when the snake bites you there, there is nothing to look at. You will respond.
Then I will
go
to
the other one, carry it out.
Oh, wa lo ma se se ku se
se bo wa.
Ani a eti wa ri eti ri. Eti ri kilo se mi, kilo se mi.
Nothing happened. It's because you have entered into the field of the Father.
Da ese wo ko awon alai ni baba.
Thank you. Ide
lori ese.
We're coming back next week. We are still going to push this. I'm afraid to write outline. You know, normally I would have started producing outline. But because I'm afraid of the dimension of the Holy Spirit we want to
push.
I want, since it's a response to a question, I want to allow him to just flow the way he likes. So that we can capture
it.
After I have finished this, I will also ask, give you room to ask questions. Sharing from your personal experiences, your victories, and your accidents, so that we can dress your wound and set you on again. Am I communicating at all? Tonight, we're going to make a cry to the Lord. Lord, I don't want to live like a fatherless child. Make me know my premise. The premise of a new life. Is what informs the friend you have. Is what informs the kind of business you can do. It is that man. He has a premise. And his premise has boundaries. I don't want to be a vagabond. I don't want to be a bastard. I want to know the premise of this new life. There are some parties you cannot go. You can't just go. Because it is outside the premise. There are clothes you cannot wear. Look, it can't just go. Because it's outside the premise. It's not a law. It's a premise. You must understand what we are saying. It's not a law. We are not talking about rules and regulations. We are talking about a premise. Where we are, we have boundaries. We cannot enter into that country and be doing something there. There is no law. But we know it's outside our boundary. If we go there and anything happens to us, then we say, why did you leave your
house?
We are talking about the premise. How can you be living as though you are a fatherless person? You listen to any music.
Oh, sorry, don't let go.
He said it's to bad gospel.
Only to bad gospel.
Which one? He said it's shenwele gospel.
Only shenwele.
Which one? He said it's fuji gospel.
Only fuji.
Which one? That is outside the premise. You can't listen to that.
Oh, let me go
new man. And the new man will not be injured.
He was mad dying your twin.
It's not possible. It may not happen immediately. But after a little while, your dog will go back to his
body.
And it's looking as if the gospel is powerless. No, the gospel has power. We are the ones who have refused to understand our premise. There is a premise. That's what we are talking about here. As a child, there are friends you can't walk with. There are some applications you don't need on your phone.
ogbudo gbe sori phone re ero ibanisoro re.
There are languages you dare not use.
Àwọn èdè kan wà tó o lè mọ bá wọn pè.
No.
Ara.
It's not a law.
Kèé sòfin.
It's a premise.
Àní ilẹ̀ ni àlá ilẹ̀.
We would like to bring this prayer point to a close.
Ṣé yóò wọ̀n láti mú wá sí ìdánù dúró?
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ Jésù ni a ti
pray. Finally, let's pray again.
Lákòótán ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà.
Our challenge has been time here.
Àkókò náà ni mo
dá wa because of the distance.
Níjì níbi ìlú ìdánù.
For all the same, we know the Lord will do it. We have prayed the Lord will give us forces.
A gbàdúrà fún àwọn ọkọ̀.
So that we can move on.
Àwọn ọkọ̀ bọ̀gìnì yóò mọ kó wa jáde lọ kúrò.
Bí yóò jẹ́ ìbò a sister was marking 70th or 80th birthday for him.
Arábìnrin kan ṣe ọjọ́ ìbí fún mọ̀mọ́ rẹ̀.
Wọ́n tẹ́ mi
to come and see. Ẹ kí wọ́n wà.
Send me cloth.
Ó wá fi aṣọ ẹgbẹ́jọ dáná ṣe
sí mi.
Àti fìlà tí wọ́n dé.
A brother who brought me said.
Arábìnrin ẹ̀ tó kó wá
pé. Send me cloth to very nice old man.
A gbọ́dọ̀ wọ́. Ẹ alàgbà, aṣọ ìmọ̀ dáa, ẹ wọ̀ o,
wọ́n kò wí
àyè, mo sì rẹ́rìn músẹ́.
I said, no be me.
Mo lè mẹ̀.
I will wear it, but not that day.
Màá wọ̀ ọ́, ṣùgbọ́n kì í sọjọ́ náà.
The new man has a premise.
Ẹni ọ̀tún yìí, ó ní gbèdéke ilẹ̀ rẹ̀.
He has a premise.
Ó láàlà ibi tí ilẹ̀ rẹ̀ dé.
That one.
Yún.
If the state invites me there.
Ṣé ìjọba lọ sùn mí sánbẹ̀
o? I will not see the one of
them. Ìrìn ìrìn ti bẹ lórí igi.
Iwọ ti ẹ̀ máa try ni. Tó bá ti wá African Magic. Máa wò bóyá o ti ẹ̀ gbọ́ tẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run bẹ́ẹ̀ sọ.
As we are watching the film African Magic, the looking at it, if you will hear the Holy Spirit's voice. Mo
tẹ́ check him.
Check it.
Bóyá wà kí ẹ̀gbọ́n kó mí fín.
If you will hear him say,
A pa lọ́lọ́.
He will just be, he will go quiet.
Ṣé o ti gbé lọ́lẹ̀ àjèjì?
Because you have carried him to a strange land.
O ò ní gbọ́ kó dún.
You won't hear the Holy Spirit say anything.
If God is speaking, you will never hear him.
Ọlọ́run bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ o ò ní gbọ́.
Try it.
Gbìyànjú ẹ̀.
You can't hear.
O ò lè gbọ́.
And you know, you know suddenly when you come in the midst of God's spirit.
Lójijì tó bá wá dáàrin àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Where God's spirit is.
Ibi tẹ́mi mímọ́ wà.
That man is there.
Ẹni ẹ sì bẹ́ẹ̀.
Once you step.
Tó bá ti wọ bẹ̀rẹ̀ báyìí.
Into their midst.
Láàrin wọn.
You see him jumping up.
Wàá rí tẹ́mi Ọlọ́run ó ṣe
gbógbó nínú rẹ. Because he is in his atmosphere.
Torí mo ti débi tí ààyè ti gbà á, ayé ilẹ̀ rẹ̀ ló wà.
A young man was here during the last meeting.
He
brought his sister.
Mo arábìnrin kan wá sí mí bàtà àṣepà
lọ́tọ̀ kọjá. He introduced his sister to me.
Ó wá fún arábìnrin yẹn hàn.
I told his sister that where we are going.
Fún arábìnrin tóbi tá
n lọ. The place is not too.
Bíbẹ̀ yẹn o kì í ṣe bí kan tó dán mọ́rán pé láti lè mọ̀ sí ìgbádùn o.
But when you get there.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó o bá débẹ̀.
You will find God's
presence. Wàá rí Ọlọ́run bẹ̀.
They are encouraging.
Mo sì mo rú sókè
pé kó wà. They have asked us since
we came. Mo ti
that we never miss this
meeting.
There
meeting.
Is something, we call it a premise. When you enter, and it is the right atmosphere for the new man, you will notice in inside that he jumps. He tells you, I am in the right place. And you know, you don't feel ashamed. That's our problem. We are ashamed. We don't want people to think we are fanatic.
Ah, I can't solve my way. What is that with the message?
She fanaticism. The way you jabber pull no mino.
Is it fanaticism if a fish leaves its normal place, which is the water, and comes to the land with that?
He said, "I get too fanatic."
This fish is too fanatic.
Why can't it
stay on the land?
She ile ni Olorun da fe
ja. Did God create the land for fish? No.
What do you call that fanatic?
I said,
this life has a place.
And
a natural habitat. And that is where I must carry
you.
You like to pray and say, Lord, that I will not be ashamed of the demand of this new life.
Either at work,
anywhere, in the family meeting, I will not be ashamed.
Whether
they are taking clothes after
me,
I will stand up and say, you count me out.
Count me out. He said,
your own is always different.
Are you the one that can't
Christianity? No problem. No problem. It's a premise.
O je ile.
Will you say, Lord, I will be bold about this thing? I will stand anywhere. And I will bear witness of this new life. Thank you, Father. Lord, we know you are saying something to us.
Father.
And you will help our heart to receive it. You will help us to recognize that there is a premise. There's a set boundary in which this life operates, that you will give to us and give to me a special understanding of this premise, working within it to cause this life to grow to maturity. Thank you, Father. Bring this prayer point to close. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lord, we thank you for sending your word to us again. We trust our lives into your hands. That from now,